Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Thanksgiving today. The scripture says in Colossians 3:15, be ye thankful. It's a command. It's in the imperative voice. And if we disobey that, it is sin. Sin is disobedience, and disobedience is sin. And so God calls on us to be thankful. Just before the news break, I was in the process of reading the Thanksgiving Proclamation by George Washington, President of the United States, as his address to Congress, October the 3rd, 1789. I'll pick up at this point in the reading of the proclamation. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November next, to be devoted by the people of these United States to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of the good that was, that is, and that will be, and that may then all be united in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the single and manifold mercies and the favor employed able in his imposition of his providence in the course of the conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have enabled to establish a constitution of governments, for the our safety and happiness, and particularly for the national one now lately instituted, the civil and religious liberty which we are blessed by, and the means have acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he, speaking of God, hath pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in the most humble offering of prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our nation and other transgressions, to enable us, whether in public or private, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as we have known kindness to all, and bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge of and practice of true religion and virtue and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows best for us, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that was George Washington. His decree of Thanksgiving, his proclamation of Thanksgiving, October the 3rd, 1789. I believe we have Joanne on the line. Joanne, go over to question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so thankful for my salvation in Jesus Christ. And thank you so much for your podcast, Let's Face the Issues. Thank you for your ministry.
Thank you so much. And I am thankful for your testimony of salvation. And I believe it should be a blessing to all and a challenge to each and every listener today, Joanne, that first and foremost, we need to thank him for life and health and strength and ability to serve him. And most of all, saying thank you, thank you, thank you for salvation so full and so free. Thank you so much for that testimony and that challenge, I believe, to every listener today. And may God bless you and may you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. And because, you know, I'm an immigrant from mainland China. So from the communist China, I showed up in your podcast for 3 times. I'm so thankful I got a chance to be interviewed by you. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you and your family and your church, your ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne, and God bless you. And thank you for your stand for truth and your stand on your podcast that you put out each and every day. In fact, I believe it would be fitting if you just take a moment and give our listeners a way that they can tune into your podcast and be blessed by your challenge to Americans to recognize what we have as a constitutional republic.
Yeah, I admire the history of America, the Puritans and our founding fathers. But I just wanted to let the listener know our faith is not on the earth. I'm on the earthly kingdom. But we are hope is not on the earth, but in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because right now we still need to keep praying for our nation. Even though just like another listener just called in and said our nation is like a crumbling. Yes, it is. It's so chaotic. Lots of things happening right now. But if we have faith, we are believers of Jesus Christ, we know our hope is not on the earth, but in Jesus Christ. We are looking forward to his heavenly kingdom coming.
Amen. I am so thankful for that testimony, those words of challenge and encouragement to our listeners. Regardless of how bad it gets here on the face of the earth, we still have the responsibility, the joy, the blessing, and the opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. And may I say, Joanne, not only to you, but to all of our listeners today, that it's bad, but it's not as bad as it can be. It's not as bad as it shall be in the future. But yet we have the privilege and the opportunity to realize that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And we need to praise him for that. So thank you, thank
Amen.
You, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
God
and may
bless
you, have,
you.
May you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. It's open mic day. If you'd like to call in, give a word of testimony and a challenge to the listeners, other listeners, to be bold and say, thank you, Lord, and tell us what you're thankful for, what God is doing in your life, and why you need to be thankful. Psalms 92, verse 1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing, the scripture says, to say, thank you, Lord. It's a lot of time, many times, in fact, most of the time, unfortunately, non-believers as well as believers, we find time to gripe, to bellyache, to complain, and to find all kind of things wrong. And that's only natural when you look at the world from the prism of simply the world view. But when we look at it from a biblical worldview, we must recognize that God is sovereign, God is in control, God's still on the throne, and we need to praise him for being in control of everything that's taking place. Nothing happens by mistake. Nothing happens that is out of control with the Lord. And just a few things that I want to say to you that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, for the freedom that we have in America. I don't know about you, but I am thankful. As I look out around the world, and as we look at world history, as we look at what is taking place on the face of the globe, even today, there's repression. There is a difficulty and a major, major, major problem with Christians in other parts of the world having the freedom to do what we do and say today. So I'm thankful that we have Christian freedom in America. We have that as a result of our Constitutional Republic and our Bill of Rights and First Amendment that we have is the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. And so I'm thankful for that. Now, I'm not talking about that being the most important thing. I'm thankful that we have salvation so full and free. I believe we have Glenn Youngblood on the line. Glenn, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I am thankful to be alive today and the opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful for Christian parents that thought it was important enough to take me to church to learn about Jesus. It took 5 years for the dots to connect, and sitting in a service at Hillcrest Baptist Church, Dr. Dabney was the pastor. I remember he was preaching. He said, it's not enough to know all these stories. It's good, but it's not enough. All these stories from Adam and Eve all the way through Moses, Noah, Moses, Jesus, all the prophets and all the stuff in the New Testament. So that's good information, but it requires a choice. And I had to choose to accept what Jesus has done for me on the cross. It's paid for my sins, admit that I was a sinner, and come to know him as my personal Savior. And I remember looking at you, and I said, hey, Dad, can I do that? And I think you were shocked that I was awake. You know, at five, you know, you could drift off a little bit or get into mischief. But I think at that point we went down front. I remember talking to the pastor, and he led me through the sinner's prayer, and I became a born-again Christian. And then when I got baptized, you know, everybody was making fun of me because I was so short. I remember standing on a concrete block in the baptistry because I was too short. I probably would have drowned. And I was baptized, and I started telling my friends about Jesus. I'm thankful for parents that thought it was important enough to lead me to church, to introduce me to Jesus. And from there, hey, nobody's perfect, but God still loves me. He cleans me up and puts me back out there just like we treat our kids. We don't throw them away with the bathwater. But I'm thankful for my mom and dad. I'm thankful for my family, my brothers, one in heaven and two still here. You know, they say a brother's born for adversity, but a friend loveth at all times. Maybe I got that backwards. But I used to think that meant we were supposed to fight, but that's not true. It meant we were supposed to stick up for each other in times of adversity. You learn that when you get older. When you're growing up, you think it's all about the struggle. But I've been married 33 years to a wonderful Christian woman. I've got one daughter in heaven. I've got one that's about to turn 16. God help us. And I've got one that's 31, I think. I lost track. But they have all accepted Jesus.
Amen.
That's what I'm most thankful for. I'll see every one of them in heaven. I know all of my family members will be in heaven when we get there. Now, everything else, life and health, hey, I'm living, breathing, talking to you. I've got a buddy whose grandson's in the hospital, and he's in really bad shape. We're praying for that little boy and for that family and for the struggle they're going through, but it is so nice to be able to take a breath of fresh air, look up at the sunshine. Hey, I know folks are complaining it's cold. It's always too hot, too cold, it's raining, it's not. We need rain. There's always enough to complain about. My Bible says at Psalms 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. All the little things we think we're going through, they don't matter.
Hey, that's right.
I'm still concerned about it. But the bigger picture is God is in control, and he is worthy of our praise.
Amen. Well, Glenn, I am so thankful for you and for Tammy and for Abby and for each member of our family. I'm thankful for your surrendering your life and heart to the Lordship of Jesus Christ at an early age. I'm thankful for what you have done and how God is using you as a minister of the gospel and a preacher of his word and for one that is a faithful father that wants to impact lives for eternity. Thank you, thank you, and thank you so much for calling in with a brief word of testimony. Thank you so much, and have a blessed Thanksgiving. Thank you, Glenn. I believe we have Aaron on the line. Aaron, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Papa. We just wanted to call and tell you what we're thankful for this year. I'm sitting here with your great grandson, Eli, and I think he wants to get on there and tell what he's thankful for today.
That's so good.
I'm going to pass the phone to him and let him take over.
Hey, Eli. Hey, Eli. This is Papa. Tell us what you're thankful for, sweetheart.
You want to tell Papa what you're thankful for? He's being a little bashful now. He's overdue for his lunch, but we were talking about it earlier. And two things I got him, he brought up was his ball, one of the toy balls he was currently playing with. And then I asked him if they were thankful for mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa and everybody else. And he said yes to that. So that's what we're going to go with.
Well, Aaron, we're thankful for you and for your life, your witness. We're thankful for Olivia and for Eli and for each one in your family and extended family. We're thankful that we can celebrate Thanksgiving as a family of saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole. And thank you for allowing us to live for you. Aaron, thank you so much. And may God bless you. And may this be a blessed, holy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
We love you.
Ladies, love you. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are you thankful for? What is your brief word of testimony that you would like to say and not ashamed for the world to know of your thanksgiving and being thankful for God, to God for his blessings? Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Notice now, Psalms 103, verse 1 and following, and forget not all his benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving is to reflect back on all the benefits, all the things that God has given us, all that we have in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look at Psalms 103 and you begin at verse 1, when that verse 1 and 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So what are his benefits? What are some of the things that he's done for you that you would like to share with the world of saying, I'm not ashamed of Jesus, and today I am thankful, thankful, thankful for all his benefits? Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at Psalms 103, verse 1 and following, you find some of the things that's listed in that. It's a wonderful text in relationship to it. First of all, in verse 1 and 2 in Psalms 103, it is God that forgives our sins and heals our spiritual diseases. So, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, we need to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your benefit of salvation. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please. Hello? Lisa, are you there?
Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
Hello. I would like to express gratitude for all of you that I have listened to and am getting to know over the radio. I am thankful for my family in Wisconsin and Jacksonville. And most of all, I'm thankful for the Word of God. I was in the book of Samuel last week, and he reminded me that the Word of God, in the old times, there was no open understanding. There wasn't free open understanding. And it wasn't available in the hands in print like it is now today. Like, everybody can have the word for themselves, read it for themselves, either on their phones or electronically or in paper. And God will reveal what we need to see as we are reading it, because he knows us through and through. He knows what will bring us closer to him. And I'm just so grateful, grateful, grateful for the word and people that know the word and desire to continue to know the word as God.
Amen. Lisa, I don't know of any better outright, forthright testimony than that. Thank you so much, and may God bless you, and may this be a blessed, happy Thanksgiving for you and for your family. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the admonition in the scripture, be ye thankful, Colossians 3:15. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. I believe that we need to have a heart of gratitude and thankfulness for every day. And the basis of for my thankfulness above everything else is the great hope, the hope beyond this life, a hope that of something better to look for, a wonderful world, the hope that we have in our great salvation that Jesus Christ has provided for us when he took our sins on the cross. So I'm thankful for this great salvation, something to look forward to. I'm thankful for this great country, the United States of America. I'm here, and it has become my home country. And I'm very grateful for it, the country that represents freedom over the years, that country that I've tried, has been doing so much for other countries over the years, and a country that was responsible for sending missionaries. I'm thankful. I realize it's burdened my heart, really, to see that this country is in trouble. But we are praying and trusting God. We know that our freedom, about when a country that's about to lose its freedom, the main thing that happens is that you lose the ability to change your government, change yes. the leaders. That is the main thing, and I think we are right on the right there. America is right there, losing the ability to change.
Yes.
I think in some parts of the country, like in California and in New York, those are states that would love to change, but it actually become impossible. So it's happening. It's coming here. And
yes.
thank God that we believe that this election was just a repeat of 2020.
And even in the midst of that, Lily, if I could jump in, and then we'll have time for other callers. One of the things that I am hearing you say is you're thankful for salvation, thankful for the freedom that we have in America, thankful for the privilege that we have of saying thank you to the Lord. Lily, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for your praise
and for your honor of the Lord and for your thanksgiving. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. God bless you today. Yes. I believe we have Brett on the line. Brett, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. This is Brett.
Hey, Brett. I'm thankful for your call.
Yes. I'm thankful that for good doctor's report, my diabetes numbers are good. So I'm thankful for that. Let's see, I'm thankful for my mother and for my adopted mother and my birth mother, whom I never met. So every year I give thanks, she could have made the other opposite choice.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, and I'm thankful for that. And of course, I'm thankful for my salvation and opportunity to serve him. And I guess that's it.
Well, Brett, thank you so much for your call and for your praise openly so others to know that you're saying thank you for salvation, thank you for parents, thank you for the privilege of serving the Lord. And thank you, Brett, for that call and for that word of praise. And I pray that you have a blessed, holy Thanksgiving. I believe we have Linda on the line. Linda, go over your question and comment, please.
Hello. Yes, I just had some thanks. Of course, first of all, I'm thankful for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for mercy and grace and the gift of salvation.
Amen.
I'm thankful for and friends. I'm thankful for this country that we live in. I'm thankful for you and Dr. Dodd and the time we had at First Conservative Baptist Church.
Amen. Well, I am thankful for you and thankful for your word of testimony, and I pray that it will motivate others to say thank you, thank you, thank you, in the realization and the recognition that just as the pilgrims, the colonists came in, coming into America, we as the pilgrims have a choice, and that choice is that we're going to always be thankful, rather than complaining, even in the midst of loss and difficulties. So, Linda, thank you so much. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number, thank you so much for your call. That telephone number is 831-0917. We still have a few moments left on the broadcast today. Love to have your input. your call and your thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. I want you to know that I'm thankful for not only our freedom, but I'm thankful for the faithful scriptures that we have, of knowing that the scriptures are true and without error. I'm thankful for our family. I'm thankful for my wife and for my sons and for my grandkids and for all of those in our family that said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I am thankful for the privilege of serving the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. It is a privilege, an opportunity, and joy to serve the Lord. And it's my prayer today, ladies and gentlemen, that you will look at what you do in serving the Lord as a privilege, an opportunity. And in that privilege and opportunity, we need to be thankful, thankful for it. I am so thankful today for friends and family members and church members and those that are saved and those that's in the fellowship of our church that's willing to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I pray today, ladies and gentlemen, that it will be a blessed Thanksgiving. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question. Comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I am. I want to thank God for life and waking me up this morning, that I have been able to live to see 19 great-grandchildren, and when I should have been dead a long time ago. And I want to thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for being a man of God that's not just old school, but you speak truth, and can't no one fool you. You know, you just speak it as it is, and that's something that's been missing for a long time. And when you had that program about legalizing marijuana, or it was about marijuana, I was almost going to hell, and I was an evangelist. And you spoke truth to me like, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it checked me. And I want to say thankful for those that are on the front line preaching the word of God, teaching the word of God, teaching truth. And I'm thankful for being a part of the community that's with this radio station. Amen. And I pray life and life more abundantly for you and yours during the holiday, and also to the one that answers the phone. God bless you, and may it continue to grow in his protection around you and yours during the holiday. Amen. And also, too, I want to thank God, too, for my marriage to Kenneth, who calls you a whole lot.
Amen. We
got married September 22nd.
Amen. Well, I am so thankful for you and thankful for you and thankful for your testimony. And may I say to you and to all of our listeners today, may you have a blessed, happy Thanksgiving in the Lord. Yes. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand it's been a true blessing today to be able to hear your testimonies and have you join in the broadcast today for letting the world know that you're thankful. And may I say in closing today, ladies and gentlemen, we just like the pilgrims, we have a choice. In life, there's always those things that will happen in our lives that we want to complain about. But let me remind you, the pilgrims had lost many loved ones. They had lost everything that would be called hope, but they were yet thankful, thankful. And may we truly be thankful. The scripture is the command, be ye thankful. Thank you so much for joining us. May you have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as we face the issues.
Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.